Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klanim Ches, and we're learning Siman Dalet. Birach Abri Ho Eitz, Bri Pi Adama is Yotza. Well, the Hebech is Lo Yotza. Dein Shaykh is the Gamri Pri Ho Adama Le Eitz. Vi Mesupik Im Ho Pri Ho Adama, Yibar Bri Pi Adama. So if a person says Bri Pi Ho Eitz, it's something which is supposed to be Adama, he's not Yotze. Because what we're saying is that this is an item which grows out of the ground, but not out of a tree. So what are you saying Bri Pi Eitz on it? It's not true. If a person says Hadama on Ha'etz, he's Yotze, because even though it grows out of the tree goes out of the ground, and the tree is an extension of the ground, so it's not untrue. It is true that this is something which is a pre-Hadama. Chazal gave us a more specific bracha to say, not only is it something which grows from the ground, but it grows from a tree which grows from the ground, and therefore the appropriate bracha is to say the bracha of Berei Pri Ha'etz. But b'di'evad, it's not untrue to say Bri Pi Adama. However, the other way around would be untrue. And therefore, any time a person has a suffix, if something is a Bri Pi Eitz, a Bri Pi Adama, so the solution is to say Bri Pi Adama. And the person says Bri Pi Adama, Mamonoshach is Yotze. If the correct bracha is Bri Pi Adama, he said Bri Pi Adama. If the correct bracha is Bri Pi Eitz, b'di'evad, you're Yotze with Bri Pi Adama. The one exception to this is by fruits, that there are primary parts of the fruit and there are secondary parts of the fruits. So over there is a tree that it grows from. So there, there's a discussion in the Chronim that some argue whether the Bri Pi Eitz, if a person, even though we say that the primary fruit you make a Bri Pi Eitz and the secondary parts of the fruit you make a Bri Pi Adama, but even if the person said Bri Pi Eitz, arguably, he would be Yotze because it is true that it's a Bri Pi Eitz. However, that's not everybody agrees to that, but at least over there is an argument to do so. Simon Hay. I'll call Dover. I feel a pass for Yain in Biruch Shahakol is Yotze. Shahakol works, but he ever for all foods. The Chenim Mesubik Beis Adover. If a person has any doubts on a food, what bracha to make? So he'll make a Bracha Shehakol. But now the Chayyadim adds a point over here. It says, what do you mean you're Mesupik? You have a Chiyav, you have a Mitzvah, Timim Avar, what Bracha to say? Chazal Mechayiv you that not to use a Shehakol. Chazal could have said you make a Shehakol in all foods. But Chazal learned out, based on Asmachlis, etc., that's not appropriate. The appropriate thing to do is to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a specific praise for the type of item that he's giving you. So you can't just throw around Shehakol because I'm not in the mood of learning it. So a matter of fact, the halacha is if the reason why you don't know what to say is because you didn't do your due diligence in learning, so then you're not allowed to eat. You have a chiyuv to make a bracha and you're not sure what bracha to say, so you can't eat. But if you've done your due diligence and you still can't be mevarer what to do, so then we say, okay, so use a Shehakol because because of a suffix you use a Shehakol. So this is the language where the Chayyadim says it. L'cheni mesubik be'ez adover. Acher shalomad u'boki behilchos brachos. He learned well, and he familiarized himself with all the Hilchos brachos. Rak machos machloikis apostim lo nisbarra b'rchosoi haruya. But there's a machloikis. See, he doesn't know how to pass in the machloikis. The machloikis in a taz and a mug and a rum. So I know who's right. I'm of the stature to make a decision between these two gigantic gedolim. So now what do I do? So that situation, Yivor Chalav Shachkol. So that's what the Chayyadim means. So if the person actually said the Shachkol mistakenly, B'di'evad is Yotze. If he's not sure what to do, so we can't allow him to go to the Chachil and say a Shachkol unless he's done his due diligence. If he's done his due diligence and he doesn't know the answer, so then he makes a Shachkol because of the suffix. Have a good day.